Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talk about it, Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talk about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talk about it, they talk about it, we talk about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talk about it, they talk about it, we talk about it, Hood Talk Radio.
What's happening? What is up to all my people out there in Cleveland, Ohio? This your boy Emax the Image, man. And we are here live with you on Hood Talk Radio. Tonight's episode will be focusing on some motivational ideas, you know what I'm saying? Some ways we can get ourselves out of the ruts that we're in. You know what I'm saying? If we could just focus, you know what I'm saying, on some good shit and leave that bad shit alone. Uh-oh, I got the wrong number to my own damn show. First of all, welcome everybody to Hood Talk Radio, 646-478-0944. And you know, that's the way to get into the touch with the station. Straight up on some live shit right now. Now, if you got some ideas and you want to share, you know what I'm saying, some shit that you do to motivate yourself, then let us know, you know what I'm saying? Dial in. We'll be here till 10:30. You can also find us on Hood Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com. Now, if you just Google Hood Talk Radio, I'm pretty sure that you... Now, one thing that I'm not feeling right now is just the way that Blog Talk Radio just dog us out sometimes, you know what I mean? We have a whole lot of information for you tonight, man, and I really, really, really want to share that. You know what I'm saying? This your boy, Emax. I'm still here, gonna stay, but on everything I love, man, we got to do a little bit better with our... with ourselves. First and foremost, man, I'm not understanding why a lot of y'all parents kick y'all rowdy ass kids outside to run up and down the motherfucking street. Okay, I know they out of school, but what the fuck are they doing running in the street? Okay, what is they doing playing outside? It's 9 o'clock in the middle of the street. I actually saw some motherfucking kids sitting on the curb one night in front of a car. You know what I'm saying? Because the man was trying to... It should be open. The man was trying to get through the stop sign, and motherfucking kids was all over the corner, so he blowed the motherfucking horn, and these mannish-ass motherfuckers sit on the ground in front of his car. Now, he had a pretty fast car. Okay, now it would have been a bad thing for one of the motherfucking kids to get ran over, or a few of them, because they want to be exit in the middle of the goddamn street. Like, that's where they belong. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna see if we can address those issues, make some of y'all stupid ass parents mad because your kids are being allowed to run wild out here. So we gonna see if we can't motivate your motherfucking ass to take care of your motherfucking kids. Tonight's show is about motivation. That's what we gonna focus on. All right, let's get that shit. And we gonna get some music on this motherfucker. and come back up with a conversation. Let's get this shit like due. Get the fuck out of here. Okay. So, Facebook wanted to be a dickhead. We're going to see what the fuck we can't do. Send this Twitter out. Well, tell y'all what, man. We'll get into the song right quick, and we will be right back, all right? Good Talk Radio.
It don't make no sense to me.
Nope. Nope.
It don't make no sense to me.
At all. Fouché. E-Max.
Yeah, we just gonna take this quick ride.
Ooh, yeah.
Let me split your head right quick.
Oh man, oh man.
Ooh,
yeah. It don't make no sense. Your face full of fingerprints, saying that you're sick of it. Seems like you're loving it. Screaming that this shit getting old. I can't tell the way that your eye and your lip on swole. Your arm that been broke, your neck that been choked. Your head got a patch, your ribs have been cracked, man. And I swear, and you keep running back for real. Through the dick, got you dumb like that.
Got you the way your mind can't see. Something does make it hard for you to breathe. Wanna just know your life, but just the wall don't make no sense to me at all. Girl, why is you going through a thing? Relationship is up in chains. This nigga is your downfall. Don't make no sense to me at all.
Tell me, what the hell is wrong with you? What are you doing? Your wife out here banging other dudes, driving your car, spending your cash. Got another nigga name tatted on her ass, maxing out your credit card, giving you no sex at all. Y'all thumping, bumping, the cops come. Man, listen, this bra's a lost cause. Don't make no sense at all.
That's just the way your mind can't see. Sometimes make it hard for you to breathe. Wanna just throw your life against the wall. Don't make no sense to me. Why did you go through a thing? This relationship is up in chains. This bitch is your downfall. Don't make no sense to me.
Look, baby girl, your man ain't gon' change. And you tryna change him, that's highly insane. You need to leave, and it's your time to leave. Don't make no sense to me
at all.
Man, why is you sticking around? She playing you clown, another nigga dicking her down. Got you moped out, feeling depressed and looking all down. Don't make no sense to me
at all. Got you to where your mind can't see. Sometimes make it hard for you to breathe. This is gonna be a downfall. Don't make no sense to me at all. Nigga, why is you going through a thing? This relationship is up in chains. Wanna just throw your life against the wall. Don't make no sense to me at all.
Hey, y'all know what? It sounds like we outside, don't That's because my microphone is not plugged in. So I'm just using the speakers from the fucking computer. I was watching the news this morning, and I don't know why I can't ever remember this motherfucker's name, but he's the union president of the Cleveland Police Department. And they are always talking to this bald head motherfucker who, number one, don't like black people. Number two, don't like black people. Every time the police get involved in a shooting with somebody black, all right, this motherfucker got to get on and he wants to defend the actions of the police officers. Now, first of all, he speaks more than the chief. So you trying to tell me the union president got a little bit more to say to the police chief about what the fucking police do? Now, a couple of days ago, they started reporting on the local news how all of the officers are feeling low morale, you know, saying with their little positions and their jobs, because it seems like they can't just go out and shoot everybody, and now they gotta wear cameras. All the motherfucking shit that's gonna make their asses transparent. They don't wanna do. They didn't wanna do the motherfucking body cameras. They don't wanna do the calm down on all this, you know, excessive force shit. They don't wanna do that. They wanna keep killing motherfuckers. They wanna keep running motherfuckers over with their cars. They want to keep pulling motherfuckers over on stupid shit just so they can search the car. It's a lot of that dumb shit going on in our city, man. And I don't understand. It seems like, okay, now they focusing back on Bill Cosby's punk ass, man. What the fuck he did back in the day? Whatever he did, so what? President Bush said he smoked weed and sniffed cocaine, but he still made it to be president. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of that dumb shit. These motherfuckers are continuing. Man, I'm going to play some music. I'm going to be right back. I got something to say. Hey, you want to turn that ringer down? Amen. We're going to be sitting outside. All right, Hood Talk Radio, y'all. Motivational ideas. Sometimes we will pick me up. Now we're going to explore some avenues and ideas to get yourself together mentally. Join us at 646-478-0944. All right, we'll be here today. Check the shit out. I appreciate it. And I want to say this, man. Thank you to everybody that listens to the show online, okay? I really appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? I understand that a lot of y'all don't want to talk. So you feel like your voice is that recognizable that you don't want nobody to hear you on the air. But for whatever reason, that most of my listeners, they choose to listen online. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all most. Y'all keep those numbers up. Keep that shit going, and I'm going to keep doing what the fuck I do. Just a little side note. You know, we do this every weekend. I've been kind of not following this sports bullshit, but since they're drawing everything up in our faces, I would think that I would make a comment about this. I can remember when a lot of, you know, guys was going to football teams and basketball teams and shit like that, baseball, whatever. Some of the motherfuckers was ugly as hell going up for the NFL draft or the NBA draft or some type of draft to get you into the professional arena of sports, entertainment. Okay? Now, lately, they've been talking about how sexy some of the new players are that they've been brought into the game. What the fuck does sexy have to do with anything? Okay, if you can play football, you could be the ugliest motherfucker. Your name could be Mukumuku. All right? But as long as you can play, that's what should get your motherfucking ass drafted into a professional team. Not the fact that you pretty or you got that one curl that hang down in your face. You know, oh, the ladies are going to love him. Well, what about the fellas that be betting on games and betting all this beer and cooking all these motherfucking wing beans and barbecuing and all of that shit to watch these games, man? Do you think, well, I don't know nowadays since they let the gays come out the closet legally. I guess it will be some men looking at these motherfuckers. So, but it still don't mute my motherfucking point. What the hell do sexy got to do with anything with how you play? Nothing. So these motherfuckers, these pretty motherfuckers that they drafting into these teams is going to be out there. And part of the insurance package is going to be don't get no scratches on your face because you got to be able to take pictures for the team. You got to look good. You know, so that just lets you know. If it never did let your ass know that they was millionaire slaves, now it should let you know. Because I didn't know that, say, for instance, if you fell down and you just happen to bump into the motherfucker that got the ball, that's a foul. I mean, shit, when we was coming up playing ball in the street, a foul was running outside the line. You know, they taught us how to close line, motherfuckers. So, we got these pretty bitches out here entertaining us, pretending like they're really athletes, all right? So the money is really just to draw attention to the pretty motherfuckers. Because like Tristan Thomas, how come Nate Thompson or whatever? How come they ain't got no movies, none of that shit about his ugly ass? You know what I'm saying? Because he quirky. And he wear them hats like, what's that boy's name?
I'm so happy.
Oh, for real.
For real? Yeah. That motherfucker played better than LeBron, and LeBron was the team captain. You know what I'm saying? The captain of the team supposed to be the rawest. And this motherfucker won't call himself the greatest player ever. Fuck out of here, man. In the world, stop that shit, man. I don't see it. All right. Now, if LeBron is the greatest player in the world, that should motivate your ass to keep on playing. I don't give a fuck if you're 500 pounds and you want to play basketball. If LeBron James' non-shooting ass could be the greatest player in the world, then anybody could do it. If George Bush could be president, anybody could do it. Hell, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jesse the Body Ventura. How many other motherfuckers is running for the political race? But you never hear about them because they get into the politics of the shit to make a change and shit, but it never happens because it's like in the music industry and shit. If you come out with some cold shit and you get ready to knock somebody out the box that ain't paid their bill yet, they're going to put your shit on the shelf. Like right now, they didn't play Sierra's song that long because Beyonce and Rihanna's song had to come out first. Bitch better have my money. So the record labels got to get their money back for Rihanna's music before they put out another song by Sierra. So you're going to keep hearing that. I bet you start loving me. That 13-year-old girl song. Soon as you see me, there's someone else. I hope when she get old, she listen to that song or somebody be like, sing that song. And she smacked the shit out of it. Because the songs that she came out with before sound more grown up than that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And I know that it hurt. And I know that it hurt you tight. You can sing the thing being around the other side. Slap her right in her motherfucking mouth. Because she sound like a 12-year-old girl. And y'all buying that shit. And I'm a DJ. I don't want to play that motherfucker. I had to download it. That's the only way I was going to go get it. Okay. Beyonce either got to do a sacrifice or her new song that she's supposed to be coming out with ain't going to be on the radio. You're going to have to buy it online. Because ain't no record stores going to sell it. And believe it or not, that's why she came up with that song. Like, it's some crazy shit going to happen when it's $1 billion on the elevator. What the fuck is that? I bet you some of y'all motherfucking women out there with y'all boyfriends, y'all think y'all balling. I bet you that's the crazy shit that happened when $10,000 is on the elevator. Yeah, but my whole thing is, people forget. You went to college and you got you a good ass motherfucking job with somebody else, but you got you a new Jaguar now, and you know it's all clean all the time and shit. Lose that motherfucking job. She wants you to go get a Ford Contour. That should motivate you to hold on to what you got. Alright? You motherfuckers go out there and been on your job for 90 days and they got all these motherfucking commercials. $99 sit down. $4. $4 can get you a new ride. Which one? $4 for some other shit and some good credit and all that other shit. About $1,000 now. $200 a month plus full coverage insurance. Yeah. $89 down for a motherfucking 2015 foreign car. Alright. You'll be paying for that bitch for 10 years. That should motivate you. go buy you a used car. Put some wheels on it, shine that bitch up. Don't nobody know what year it is. You could have a 2008 that look like a 2015 if you take care of it. Shit. I saw a motherfucking 2009. I got a 99 van. 1999. I said that right. Some of y'all was just born. All right. So I saw a 2002, 2003, and a 2005. Look just like my shit. But guess what? It ain't that much difference. Mine is old. According to some of you motherfuckers with that thing called credit, a 2007 and 2008 is old. And my whole thing is I appreciate you being able to afford that motherfucker in 2016. But if you lost your job, could you pay that bitch off today? If you decided I'm going to go into business for myself and I got to get my credit up, could you pay that car off right now? Would you liquidate that? Because it's not an asset. It's not. It's a liability that should motivate you to buy something you can pay off today. Right? You might kill your savings account, but you still got your jag. You know what I'm saying? So you got to think about shit, man. You living in your, within your means is not just a motherfucking cliche. It's not just a statement. You know, everybody think that, oh, these white people are doing so motherfucking good. They're driving around these brand new cars. The motherfuckers is a lease. You don't hardly see the motherfuckers driving them because, what? With a lease, your mileage, you got to watch your mileage. So if you're going to lease a Benz. What the fuck is LeBron James doing? Oh, it's the sports shit. See? That's why he got that hairdo. You know, now his five head came back down to a forehead. This shit still looks fuzzy up there. But they got all the lights in the back on the screen so you won't focus on their head. Hey, fuck it, man. If I was a millionaire, I probably would do it too. Fuck it, give me some hair. Women do it. It just looks funny on the dude. It's my hair. I can cut it, shave it, and fade it, whatever I want to do. But I just really trying to motivate y'all, man, do a little bit of thinking about some of the decisions that we make. You know, it's a lot of temporary agencies out here, man. You got to do a little bit more backgrounds on them motherfuckers than they do on you. It's a trick. It's becoming to be a trend more and more that when you get hired or placed by a temporary company, you are actually working for them. So I wouldn't expect no raises. You might get a vacation after a year. 2,000 hours or some dumb shit like that. But, you know, they less and less of the motherfuckers is getting you into a position where you can get hired into a company. You know what I'm saying? That's not the trend. Now, the trend is, oh, by the way, you work for us, not the company. They ain't hired. So you got to know what you're signing up for. Read the motherfucking book. Every job you go to, every temporary agency you go apply for, anything you do, they're going to hand you an employee handbook or a little company brochure so you can read up on your employment status. It started out as an at-will employment thing. Some companies still practice the at-will, you know, but most of them been flipped over to the straight just send us some people to fill this spot. We need bodies. You know, so you got to understand that all of this shit is just for the motherfuckers to get richer and you to have less. Okay? So let's be motivated to check up a little bit on the companies that's checking up on you. There's a reason why the unemployment numbers is up like they are. And it's basically because they cooking them. It's true. But they using legal shit like temporary agencies. Because there's a million temporary agencies out here. And some of the motherfuckers don't even report. Now you'll get a W-2 at the end of the year. But, you know, that's just to keep them from going to jail and keep you from being fucked over with your taxes. You know what I'm saying? So we always got to be on the lookout for these dumbass motherfuckers. Should motivate you to do what you need to do. Alright, 646-478-0944. You know what I'm saying? We all internet junkies out there. Sometimes we spend hours and hours and hours on the internet. Alright? How can you combat that shit without being bothered too much? By doing one or two things. Get your ass up. Get out the house and do some walking or something. Get you some comfortable tennis shoes. Don't let yourself get old. Motivate yourself not to become a couch potato. Some of us just like sitting around. We figuring, I go to work. That's my exercise, but it's not. It's work. Exercise is focusing on key areas of your health, your body, your internals, your muscles, you know what I'm saying, your blood circulation. You know, believe it or not, the more you sit down, the less blood gets to your feet and your toes and all of that shit. And you want to keep your legs and all that shit moving, because once you start getting to be a certain age and you slow down naturally, your body going to let you know. You know, some of us be thinking that, you know, my mind say I can do it, but my body just in the way. Your body is telling you that your mind is in the way. Slow the fuck down. Some of us need to sit the fuck down. We ain't kids no more. You know what I'm saying? But some of us just gotta keep moving. Scared to sit down, you're gonna die, you're gonna miss them. I don't know what it is. A lot of new schools popping up, schools with a purpose for the kids, and I think personally we should be able to choose what school our kids go to. Right now, it don't seem like these motherfuckers give a fuck. The parents don't give a fuck until, you know, they get that letter in the mail that they got to drive their kid to school and got to go to the school. You know, what the fuck? So I'm tripping on it because we got to send our kids to the school that's in the fucking neighborhood. What if you don't want your kid growing up with the motherfuckers that are going to school, the motherfuckers that run around the neighborhood? Half of them ain't doing shit. They stand on corners. I can remember you used to look at kids and be like, you know, you're going to be something when you grow up. Now, we got a whole one, two, maybe three generations of straight dummies. I don't know what the fuck this world is going to be in the next 10, 15, 20 years, man. I swear. We got the rich people tricking everybody, making the poor people think that it's a difference between a black person and a white person. Because if it's a black millionaire, he can buy the same thing a white millionaire can. If it's a poor white motherfucker, he standing in the same line as a poor black motherfucker. What makes them different? The black and white. The system works for the white folks. It don't work for the black folks. We don't realize that the shit wasn't set up for us. That's why they complain about the shit all the motherfucking time. That's why they change all the motherfucking laws. That's why they try to close up all loopholes. All right? And that's why they, you know, we all black women, period. Go work for the system. when you get to call the motherfuckers on the phone like you know them, you just going down the list. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, if one of your motherfucking case people or persons, whatever y'all classify as, just happen to see your ass out somewhere and punch you in your motherfucking face, it'll be on the news. Some woman got attacked by some other woman, or some woman got attacked by some man, some dude got attacked for no reason out of the blue. But you be forgetting how your ass be acting when you're on the other side of that motherfucking time clock. You sitting across the table from motherfuckers talking shit. You know what I'm saying? Because the power of the pen is mine and the sword. Because you're on the side of that desk where you got power to say yes or no for a motherfucker that might need some help. You acting like it's your shit, and you say no, and give a motherfucker some snotty-ass attitude. And half of the motherfuckers, when they tell your ass, all right, bitch, I know what you look like, and I know what kind of car you drive. I see your motherfucking ass. So, and when you least expect it, somebody just come up out the blue and beat the shit out of your ass and run away. And you'll call the police and say, some unknown motherfucker just tore my mouth out for no reason. And it never goes back to the way you treat people when you're sitting on the other side of that desk. You know, police, they always say they never off duty. So when they go to the bar and get drunk, is they off duty? They go to the bar, they get drunk, and they want to talk shit to somebody, but they off duty. If they ain't in the precinct and they ain't driving the police car, all right, just because they're a cop, would that give them the right to go somewhere and get, you know, fucked up and get their ass whooped and then call other motherfuckers and then arrest the nigga for assaulting a police officer? Hell no. I don't give them the right to do none of that shit. You better motherfucker act like when you walk in the door, you better say, yes, I'm an off-duty police officer. Don't fuck with me. Go sit your ass over there in the corner and don't talk. Matter of fact, go to the motherfucking policeman's bar where all the rest of you drunk motherfuckers go and sit up and talk about how many people you even took to jail today over some dumb shit. Ha 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 hee hee. So that should motivate y'all to keep your asses out of trouble. All right, it's a motivational night. I see we got a new caller. Let's see who that is. Area code 419-707. What's going on?
What's up, man? It's Eastside and the new artist, man. It's Loud Boy, man. Loud Boy and Eastside on here.
What's going on? Bang, bang.
What's good?
Trying to motivate
some
motherfuckers, man. You know what it is.
Now, you already know, man. Toledo, man. My nigga, Loud Boy on deck, man. You feel me? You know, we always bring good shit to the cage.
That's right.
Yeah, make sure y'all come out to the Anatomy on Saturday, man. I'm about to do my thing.
Okay. Yeah, I got the text you sent me earlier with the flyer and shit. That's what's up.
Oh yeah, man. We got Loud Boy coming performing. You know what I'm saying? Straight out of Toledo. You know what I'm saying? You already know Eastside performing too. So that's just a little shit to promote. You feel me? Big business, man. You feel me? Coming out with Eastside and Loud Boy. I just want the niggas to know, man. It's about to be a crazy situation. You feel me?
So what's up with DJ Mindsplatter?
You said what?
What's up with DJ Mindsplatter? He ain't coming down?
Oh, shit. Yeah, he's supposed to perform, man, but, you know, he ain't doing no performance, you feel me? He doing some mixing, you know what I'm saying? He said he's going to do some mixing and shit. He ain't doing no performance, you feel me? But right now, you know what I'm saying, I'm fucking with Loud Boy, you feel me, on the business, music. We about to turn up side. It's about to be a big movement with that. I think he on the phone, he'll tell you more about that, you feel me? But it's about to be a movement. Tame no light about to... Verge with some real grimy, real hungry-ass artist. And, you know, I'm a hungry-ass artist myself, so, you know, I fuck with shit like that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, man. It's your loud boy. It's locked and loaded here, T. You know what it is, man. I got Lieutenant on deck, Young Kilo on deck, Ace of Spade on deck. You know, we out here, man, from Lima, Toledo, Fremont, Astoria, wherever, man. We out here, 409 to the 216. Man, we out here.
That's the same. That's the same. We call that the link up.
Yeah, you already know. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? It's cool, even though my, you know what I'm saying, even though my man's Mexican. You feel me? We fucks with everybody. You feel me? Like, it's all around the globe with me. You feel me? I'm fucks with everybody. I'm from Cali, so I fucks with the OGs. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? It really ain't about what color you is, you feel me? If it's about money, you know what I'm saying? If we talking money, we talking them guilos, you know what I'm saying? I'm fucking with it, you feel me? If the movement right, I'm fucking with it, you know what I'm saying? If a nigga got
that's
the
right.
same grind I got, I'm fucking with it, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And I need niggas to definitely come out and support my nigga, because you feel me? He coming all the way from Toledo, so I definitely need to come and support my nigga at the Anatomy turned up, you know what I'm saying? He said he going to bring that wild.
Yeah.
No way, it's that wild pack. You feel me? So
bang,
if you're on the rooftop at the Anatomy, you feel me? You might want to join that wild pack. You know what I'm saying?
Man, it's wild game, man. It's bang bang game, man. It's locked and loaded over everything. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You feel? And just don't, you know what I'm saying? Just for these future artists, you feel me? You know, even like, you know, I don't give a fuck. So every week I'ma say some real shit. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I need all my real artists to stay away from them old dream wishing ass promoters and them dream wishing ass CEOs. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Cause this is, you know what I'm saying? I just went through a little situation where
that's an everyday occurrence, man.
You feel me? I just went through a little situation with this dream making ass nigga. You feel me? But I don't put niggas' names out. I just keep it moving. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Cause I don't sell dreams. I make that shit happen. You feel me? So that's just me. You feel me? Locked and loaded.
Nice
bow.
Yeah, you know
bow.
What it is, man. Locked and loaded. Like, you know what I'm saying? We out here, man. Man, if you don't link up, man, you don't, your computer ain't working. You feel me? You gotta link up. You know, I think get them changes up. You know what I'm saying, man? My homie got promoted of the year, you know what I'm saying, man? I'm trying to be artist of the year. I'm trying to be all that, man. Come fuck with your loud boy, man. Real gang, real set. Respect, gang, man.
That's respect. So how can people check out your shit?
Man, you can find me on Twitter, Yo Loud Boy Trap, man. Instagram, Facebook, Yo Loud Boy. YouTube, Yo Loud Boy Little Monster. Locked and Loaded ENT, LOCKEDNENT, Loaded. Just how it's spelled, Yo Loud Boy, YOLOUDBOY. You know, you want to book me, you need a feature or anything like that, Yo Loud Boy Booking, @gmail.com, all that.
You already know what it is. I'm telling you, I'm back on my TTO team takeover shit, you feel me? Because I'm about to take it over again.
It's on, man.
I don't like doing it, but I'm getting tired of these foo-foo gothic-ass artists, man, you feel me? Like, niggas too slow for me, you feel me? I drop a mixtape and sell 1,500 copies in my sleep, you feel me?
That's what's up.
It's going down.
Nigga be like, then the nigga be like, damn, why he fucking with Locked and Loaded now? Because nigga, we locked and loaded, nigga, that's why.
Man, it's going down, man. You want to find my music, SoundCloud, Yo Loud Boy, Reverb Nation, Yo Loud Boy. Everything Yo Loud Boy, man. Lil Monster, LILMONSTER. Real. Real out here.
Well, that's some good shit. But you're going to have to shoot our radio show this weekend.
Man,
yeah, man.
I appreciate the invite. I'm on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just said he said, put your boy out to the email, man, so he can send us a track for Hood Tunes. Because we ain't going to be on this weekend, man. We everybody working this weekend. So, you know what I'm saying? We're going to probably, it's going to be a rebroadcast if I do anything this weekend. Or it's going to be like super late at night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Hell yeah. We going off, so you ain't gonna be on this Saturday, man.
No, actually, shit, I'm gonna be. I gotta do a comedy show Friday. I'm just doing the engineering, doing the audio.
Okay.
Saturday is a cabaret. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so,
we might have to come through on you before the show, bro. Law boy, man, we might have to come to his event before the show, man.
I'm a little early.
Well, you know where the one gonna be at.
You said what?
You know where the one gonna be at. Saturday.
The one?
Yeah. Okay.
No, I don't know where that's gonna be at. Oh, we here.
Yeah. Okay, nigga. So.
Oh, Emax, man, I gotta let you know some hood shit, man. That one situation wasn't really what you thought it was.
What you talking about?
Man, just we turned it off, man. That one situation from the last event we was both at.
Yeah.
It wasn't what you really. Yeah, you feel me?
Yeah.
Because I chilled with that situation overnight, and it was like, nah.
Right.
Yeah, I was like, nah, man. I wish I had some Loud Boy that night, because that night was boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you, man. I'm about to turn up on everything, man.
That's what's up.
I want you to come to Cleveland and show these niggas some real music, bro, because these niggas like rapping about cheap keys and shit.
Nah, man. You know, and that's another thing, man. I think credibility in hip-hop take you a long way. See, man, I get money, but I ain't never been out here talking about I'm living in a mansion and I'm riding on 28s and I'm smacking bitches with bands and shit. Like, I rap about what's really going on, what's really good in my life, whether it be good, whether it be bad.
Mm-hmm. And that's true.
Shit,
I
definitely feel that, but you know, you got a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like my nigga Emax always say, talk about this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? You already know you got a lot of trendsetters, you feel me? You got a lot of trend followers, you feel me? Niggas ain't got their own style, so they feel like whatever's hot, that's what they need to follow. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you mean, nigga. I do me, you feel me? I do Eastside.
Right.
That's why I got a track with Rich Homie. That's why I got a track with Rich Homie. That's why I got a track with August Alcina. That's because I do Eastside. I do what Eastside the fuck's supposed to do. You feel me? I don't follow trends, nigga. Nigga, I don't follow trends. I do favors. You feel me? So niggas would be like, damn, do this for me. You feel me? Like, nigga, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Like, no, what I need that for you for? What am I getting out of this deal to do this for you?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we accomplishing for me to do this for you? You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, this ain't no motherfucking cream pie, nigga. I ain't the cookie in the middle, motherfucker.
Mm.
Nigga, like I say, man, matter of fact, nigga, I think I might have Emax do a motherfucking locked and loaded mixtape, man, with Eastside and motherfucking Loud Boy, man. I want to see, nigga, what's up, nigga?
Man,
my contract at Loud Boy.
Yeah, man, I got bars on that, man. That's all I'm screaming, man. What a contract that, man. I need commas after my commas. Custom house bill for my mama. Put my brother through school and pay to murder all of the drama. I want a fast car just to drive it slow like a Xanny bar. Bet I make your girl's heart melt like a candy bar. You know what I'm saying, man? This rap shit easy, dog.
Right. That's what's up.
Nigga I get my money on that slow pace. I don't fuck with that fast money. I don't fuck with them niggas. I don't fuck with them poop niggas because all them niggas be acting bummy.
Hey.
I don't fuck with that fake shit. I don't fuck with that hate shit. Get this money real quick. So I'm all about that double digits. That double digits I'm on it, nigga. That double digits they want it, nigga. Yo, bitch, she real bad. I swear to God, I bet I hit her. I swear to God, I'm about to get on my Chief Keef shit.
What you really want to do? You know, we going to shoot. I was saying bang, bang before them 300 motherfuckers, man. Y'all tripping, man. This man, y'all the real bang, gang, gang, man. John Witherspoon, man. Bang, bang. You know what I'm saying? It's going down, man.
Mm-hmm.
My nigga say
yeah,
all that I think say all that Toy Story shit. He don't fuck with, you feel me?
Yeah, man, that shit for the birds, man. You can, y'all can rap that shit to my kid or something, man, but he ain't gonna listen to it neither, man.
Niggas ain't got their own movement for real, man. That's why Team New Life made it as far as they did, my nigga. See, man, I did hip hop awards, mixtape awards, man. I did all that. That's how I made it that far. Cause I don't, you feel me? I don't follow trends, my nigga. You feel me? Like, nigga, I'm the same old hood nigga. White tee and a pair of jeans, you feel me? Or some Jabos or something.
Got some motherfucking house shoes on. Look like Doughboy.
Yeah, you feel me? I'm saying some $5 house shoes and some $100 jeans, man. I'm good.
Man, these bitches know that I ball hard. I can pull a hole in some Givenchy's. I can pull a hole in my Walmart. Shit, what's good?
That's right. That's what's up. But you know what, though, man? I got to get to this little commercial break, man. Let our sponsors and shit get that little shit, you know, shit off. We'll be back. I'm taking a smoke break right quick, all right, y'all? So y'all forgive me. It's E-Max Hood Tunes, man. We'll be right back.
Each and every week. Yeah, it's E-Max, y'all. Each and every week. You know what it is. Each and every week. Hood Tunes Radio. Hood Tunes Radio.
Hood Tunes Radio.
Hood Tunes Radio. That's right, y'all.
That's right, y'all.
Every week.
Hood Tunes Radio.
Hey, yo, what's up, E-Man?
Here we come again.
What?
Bringing all the music to the neighborhood and friends.
Yeah. Say what?
Turning it out. Gonna bring the music and the boys right out. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Every time we play all of these tracks, people always gotta say that we're bringing heat.
Yeah.
We got our ears and our heart to the street.
That's what?
Good to the radio. On the music every day. Maybe I got it on the phone.
Yeah.
Listen every week. All you gotta do is call me, call me.
Yeah.
Each and every time you get on the line, I'ma spit my mind.
Yeah.
Each and every week. Good Tunes Radio, the heat of the street.
Whoa. All you gotta do is go to blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah.
Type in the search box Hood Tunes Radio. Or just call on the line. Call on the line. Call on the line. Say the number every time. Every time. Every time. Each and every week. Yeah, we're from the city that's bringing you the heat.
Yo, it's your boy E-Max, and we want to shout out to everybody out there. Hood Tunes Radio, baby!
Week.
Cleveland.
Said I was the one.
brought back a few memories, you know what I'm saying, man? We always try to keep some fresh music and shit on deck, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy, E-Max, English man. Just a background on feelings, you know what I mean? But what we always like to do is stay positive about shit, no matter what, man. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. All right? Now, I listen to a lot of different motivational speakers, man, and I have my favorites. I'm sure you have yours, and we must take out of it what we can. You know, even when you find some 10, 15, 20-minute, 1 hour, 2 hour motivational speech videos online, listen to them, take the time to sit down and listen to them all. You know, you will be amazed by some of the things that you can come up with and actually use in your life to make a change for the better in you. Now, I'm here to tell you that it works. I mean, seriously. Some shit, you know, seems so far-fetched that you just don't really pay it too much attention. You're like, yeah, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But lots of shit, if you just, like, try it, man, you'll be surprised at what works. You wouldn't be surprised at what didn't because you don't have that much faith in it anyway. But at the same time, the shit that does work will surprise you because you'll be like, damn, that shit worked. You know what I mean? And one thing we got to do is get it in our heads, man, that we're going to do something to better ourselves. And, you know, it is. You hear people always say, it don't matter how old you are. Yes, it do. It depends on how old you are when you're going to decide that you're going to do something. You know what I mean? Here I am, the age that I am, and I'm deciding to do a whole lot of shit that I should have did 20 years ago. But that's okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm not giving up because I don't feel like it, not because is somebody pushing me, I have a reason why I would not give up. You know what I mean? And it's not so much as being world famous, it's to sell a lot of music. So it's a lot of shit I got to learn still before I smack y'all with some unbelievable shit. You know? We all have our reasons for not doing what we want to do and what we need to do to get to where you want to be. And it is our fault. You know what I'm saying? It's a little bit of fear, it's a little bit of temptation. But mostly, it's about not knowing which direction to go in. You know what I'm saying? But because we have this thing called the internet now, you know, it's easier for us to get to and have access to the information that we need to do those things. Everything's not going to be easy. I'm here to tell you, nothing that's good is going to be easy. But what you have to do is think about the outcome, all of the shit you're trying to achieve and accomplish in your life. And with everything you're trying to do, you got to stay focused on how you're going to get there and, you know, why you get there. I don't know, I'm just a little bit out tonight, y'all. But I'm going to keep on going because we got a lot of shit that we could be talking about. But we're going to keep talking about motivating ourselves to become better people. I know me personally, I want to be better, man. I'm trying to, and I want to continue this fight to be better so that I can continue to grow. You know what I'm saying? And we got a lot of growing to do around here in these Little Tunes Radio parts. And I thank you for your support, though, because without you, there is no me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm promoting a lot of music for myself. And, hey, that's just the way, you know, things go. We want to send a shout-out to everybody in the city and listen to the show. Send a shout-out to Baldwin Restless Radio. It's your boy, Max, the Image Man. I want to play another song before we get out of here, all right? This is called Let 'Em Go. Little Talk Radio.
Yeah, this dude.
Might hurt, but it won't last that long. So just suck it up.
where our people came from, where we originated from, the history of our people. We don't even get the full history of what's going on and what went on with us in this country. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying, you gotta wonder, you know what I'm saying, why the fuck, well, basically we were slaves. You know what I'm saying? So, but it all goes back, man. If you go back and study some Greek history and this, that, and the other, and the Roman history and shit, they all did the same thing, man. They conquered a nation and took it over and made the people succeed and assimilate into their way of rule. So, you know, it was no wonder that a lot of people's history has been wiped out and rewritten and told some on some bullshit. So it's very hard to find out. It's very hard to know where you came from, where you'll be going. That's up to you. You know what I'm saying? So let's all stay motivated. Find that one thing that you always want to do. That one thing motivates you the most. Okay? And let that take you where you really want to be. Just do it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody walking around with shit on their shirts. How about coming up with your own slogan? You know what I mean? And put that in your head. You know, what worked for somebody else may not work for you. So, you know, like Les Brown said, that his motivational thing for himself was, I am the one. You know what I'm saying? But you might have something that you like to say to motivate yourself. You know what I'm saying? I speak to myself. I look in the mirror. Especially when I get pissed off at myself. Hey, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? So, but another thing that we all need to do is get rest, man. I know everybody chasing money, but at the same time, we have to get some rest. Seriously, you gotta get some rest. All right? This is Boy Max, man. You know, I'm gonna find a real nice instrumental so that we can chop it up for a minute before we get out of here and let the shit just flow, you know what I'm saying? Everything is cool if you let it be. All right. I know exactly which instrumental we're going to play. So let me get that lined up. And we can get back to what he was going to say. There we go. And we're going to go to the phone lines for these last few minutes at the same time. All right, 804. What's happening?
What's going on, Brother E-Max? How you doing, fam?
I'm doing all right, Al. What's up with you, man?
Hey. I love the instrumental. I just called to say that for those who don't know, I get a chance to talk on this same phone number on a Monday from 9 to 10 p.m. with Man in the Streets, music, activism, news. Don't be surprised in the near future if Brother E-Max isn't doing a broadcast from the Black on Black Crime meeting spot. Within a couple of weeks, we'll set it up, something special. And I just wanted to call and just wish all the listeners a safe time, and with about 35 seconds as I'm watching this ESPY award show, not to excuse him, but you know, while everybody's vilifying Bill Cosby for sleeping around behind his wife's back and the Quaaludes and stuff, it's very interesting that they're giving Bruce Jenner an award for basically sleeping around his wife's back. But we won't say who he was sleeping. I don't want to say who he was sleeping behind his wife's back with, but I'm just saying that Bruce Jenner gets an award and they cover up Bill Cosby. So with that being said, I'm going to shut up and vibe to the rest of this instrumental and say I appreciate Hood Talk Radio, Hood Tunes Radio with E-Max and the Round Table. That mindset that you all have going on, breaking down international politics to a local level so people like myself can understand what's going on in the world. Appreciate y'all.
Hey, that's what's up. Love you too, man. But you know, it's funny because I was gonna say something too. You know, what in the hell is going on with all this self mutilation?
Mm.
You know, I don't get it. These people spend a lot of money and a lot of time and use a lot of energy not wanting to be what they were born. This is the way they were created.
Yes, sir.
It's male and female, man. It's a feeling. Because ain't no man in the world can have a period. So. Now, I don't know no woman that can shoot no sperm. So, I'm not getting that, man. You absolutely right. See, this is. Man. We gonna have to sit down and chop that one up. Yes, and we definitely gonna plan the show. We definitely gonna plan it, man. Because I totally got out of whack today, man. I got home and passed out from the morning. And he was like, oh my goodness. But y'all know what? That's what's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. I guarantee you. It's gonna happen. But you know. You know what they're talking about now, Al. I got a question for them people out there. Why is it now they was talking about in the news this morning the police ain't really doing their jobs? So Union President old Ballhead Loomis is going to say, officer morale down, you know, especially whenever you get in, since, you know, you get into a fisticuff with somebody, then you gotta go deal with a community friendly prosecutor. And I said, so you mad because the police can't go on around shooting at people, running people
right.
over with their cars.
Right.
People want them to be held accountable for their actions.
Mm-hmm.
And you mad? Okay. That motherfucker needs to go. He needs to go.
Thank you.
He needs to go. And what is it with this white man in a black body police chief and the union president speak more than he do?
Mm-hmm.
What does that say? I said, man, what the?
The union hollers, the union complains against the police chief as well as the mayor, but when there's a crime committed, the city uses the same lawyers to defend the city and the police, and they team up with the police lawyers. So, yeah.
It's crap, man. It's crap. But that's what we got. And what we just got to figure out a way to deal with these motherfuckers to get them up out of there or something. Because they ain't taking nobody serious, man. For whatever reason, they don't feel like what they should be held accountable for none of the shit they do.
Right.
And that's the, and at the same time, we're trying to build community relations with the police. But then you come out with some statement like, you know, officer morale is down. So because I can't beat your ass, or because I can't shoot you,
right?
Because I got to wear a body cam now, so that when you run through the backyard and I shoot your ass and act like you shot at me first, it'll be on video. But what about the shit that they choose to review what information is being downloaded from their camera? But we'll watch this camera, but we're not going to watch that one. Yeah. Boy, we got a whole different system. And you notice that they ain't just stopped patrolling in the 4th District. They talking about the 4th District, period.
Right.
Oh, crime is up in the 4th District, but because officer morale is low, we ain't going to do shit about it. We can't just jump out our car and shoot a 12-year-old boy playing with a water gun. We ain't gonna do shit about it, huh? Fire all them motherfuckers. Send them back to training academy or something. We need to start at the top. Crack some motherfucking heads. Starting from the top. You know?
Right.
And that's what needs to happen, man. We need to pancake this motherfucker for real. So now, and they don't talk about the two which judges is those that got killed a few weeks ago.
It's
the judge
wow.
and his wife.
Oh, forgot
from downtown.
That name. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't talk about that at all.
Nope.
Now that's some strange shit. We gonna get into that too. And I'm gonna see what I can find out and let y'all know, man. On the next episode, we'll talk all radio.
Right.
This is your boy, E-Max the Image. And I'm glad to be joined by Al Porter Jr. And we will see y'all asses next week, all right? At least out there on Facebook. You know what it is. So I'll let you know what's happening now. We're going to chop it up a little bit later.
Ain't no problem.
All right, my man. Y'all be cool. Yeah.